Senate, please come to order.
Members, please vote, signify their presence. All members voted. Secretary, close the roll. All members voted. Close the roll.
The roll shows 18 senators present this morning. Senator Bennett and Senator Fahrenkamp are excused from the call of the Senate today.
We stand for the invocation.
O thou compassionate Lord, thou who art generous and able, and your servants have found shelter beneath thy providence, cast thy glance of favor upon us, give light to our eyes, hearing to our ears, and understanding and love to our hearts. Render our souls joyous and happy for thy glad tidings. O Lord, point out to us the pathway of thy kingdom, and resuscitate all of us through the breath of the Holy Spirit. Bestow upon us life everlasting, and confer upon us never-ending honor. Unify mankind, and live in the world of humanity. May we all follow thy pathway, long for thy good pleasure, and seek the mysteries of thy kingdom. O God, unite us, and connect our hearts with our indissoluble bond. Verily thou art the giver, the kind one, and thou art the Almighty.
Secretary, certify as correctness of the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 64th legislative day.
Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 64th legislative day be approved as certified.
Without objection, it's so ordered. Are there guests for introduction? Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, in the gallery on the far side, I have a friend from Ketchikan, a long-standing friend who's very, very big in matters educational in our community, Sherry Davis.
Also on the same side is a very distinguished Alaskan, close friend of mine and longtime resident of the Anchorage and Matanuska areas, Jackie Breeden. Are the messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Are there communications?
Two reports that were distributed to all senators, telecommunications annual report from W.R. Hudson, Commissioner, Department of Administration, and a report update of 1972 North Slope Transmission Study. Those are other communications today.
Are the reports to standing committees?
The Rules Committee considered the following and recommend that they be placed on the March 16 calendar. Senate Bill Number 635, Liability of Public Employees for an Injury Resulting from a Determination Relating to Probation or Parole. Senate Bill Number 757, Continuing the Existence of the Board of Welding Examiners. Senate Bill Number 798, Relating to Title Insurance Rating Organizations. Senate Bill Number 830, extending the time during which assistance from municipalities and unincorporated communities is paid under Chapter 60, Session Laws 1981, and Senate Bill Number 836, extending appropriations made for entitlements to municipalities and unincorporated communities, signed Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler and Senator Dankward. These do appear on today's calendar. Those other standing committee reports today, Mr. President.
The reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
There is a resolution for introduction.
The Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 48 by the Resources Committee by request relating to joint ventures between Alaska commercial salmon fishermen and foreign processors.
Resources Committee, Judiciary, have a quick look at it.
That is the only resolution today.
It is assigned to the Resources Committee. Are there bills for first reading and reference?
Senate Bill Number 860 by the State Affairs Committee, an act creating a Department of Corrections and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance. State Affairs may wish to look at this bill.
Senate Bill Number 861 by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to rights of persons who report violations of law and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 862 by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to common carriers and contract carriers regulated by the Alaska Transportation Commission.
Transportation and Judiciary.
Those are the new bills today.
takes us to the daily calendar. The first item on the daily calendar is Senate Bill 635. Will the Secretary read it by title?
Senate Bill Number 635 by Senator Ray, an act relating to liability of public employees for an injury resulting from a determination relating to probation or parole. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute with a new title and due pass, signed Senator Parr, Chairman, concurring Senator Stimson and Fisher. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass, signed Senator Rohde, Chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Anderson, and Parr. There is a committee substitute.
Committee substitute.
With a title change.
Senator Parr.
Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent that the Health Committee substitute be adopted.
And the title change. Without objection, it's so ordered. The committee substitute is before us. The Secretary read it.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 635, Health and Education and Social Services, an act relating to liability of public officers and employees for an injury resulting from a determination relating to probation or parole. There are no amendments.
The absence of amendments. Senator Rohde.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 635 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place the final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Will the Secretary read the bill?
CS for Senate Bill Number 635, HESS, an act relating to liability of public officers and employees for an injury resulting from a determination relating to probation or parole.
Any substitute for Senate Bill 635 is before you for discussion and debate. Are you ready for the question? Question has been called for. The question is, shall Senate Bill 635 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 excused.
Senate Bill 635 has passed the Senate. The next item on the daily calendar is Senate Bill 757. Secretary, read the bill by title.
Senate Bill Number 757 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act continuing the existence of the Board of Welding Examiners and providing for an effective date. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, concurring Senators Fahrenkamp and Ziegler. Senator Rohde and Senator Anderson signed a recommendation. There are no amendments.
The absence of amendments. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 757 be considered engrossed, advance the third reading, and place the final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 757, an act continuing the existence of the Board of Welding Examiners and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, testimony before the Labor and Commerce Committee showed strong support from industry for the continuation of this board, and particularly strong support rather than move into the department and have it become a bureaucratic action. Probably one of the particularly motivating forces was that government can enforce on public projects these licensing and good welding, and it was for this reason that it had a pretty wide support. There were some people that dissented from the support. The board itself recognized prior to and as a result of a legislative audit that they're going to have to aggressively revise their regulations and delete a number of obsolete sections from those regulations, Mr. President. I would urge its passage.
Are you ready for the question?
Call for the
question. The question is, shall Senate Bill 757 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 excused.
Senate Bill 757 has passed the Senate. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, so ordered. The effective date clause has been adopted. Next item on the daily calendar, Senate Bill 798. Secretary, read the bill by title.
Senate Bill Number 798 by Senator Kelly, an act relating to title insurance rating organizations and providing for an effective date. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute and do pass, signed Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, concurring Senators Rohde, Anderson, Ziegler, and Fahrenkamp. There is a committee substitute.
To the committee substitute, Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, I move the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute. This affects the disapproval of filings and was approved by both the Division of Insurance and title insurance people. Ask unanimous consent.
Being no objection, committee substitute is adopted. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill Number 798, Labor and Commerce, an act relating to title insurance rating organizations and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
The absence of amendments. Senator Rohde.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 798 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and placed for final passage.
Objection. So ordered. Will the Secretary read the bill on third reading?
CS for Senate Bill Number 798, LNC, an act relating to title insurance rating organizations and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion debate. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I wonder if somebody could just tell me what a title rating organization is, title insurance rating organization.
Senator Kelly, do you wish to respond?
Mr. President, the intent of the bill is to allow the title insurance industry to form a rating organization to collect data and recommend changes when appropriate in title insurance rate structure. Presently, the Director of Insurance sets the individual rates which title insurance companies may charge based upon individual statistical data. The bill would allow the companies to form a rating service organization and to collectively assimilate statistical data, which would not only assure continued viability of the various title insurance companies, but would also aid the Division of Insurance in the more efficient acquisition of statistical data which to base current rates upon. Currently, other types of insurance in Alaska have the ability to form rating organizations, and the concept has been adopted and is presently being used for title insurance companies in many of the western states, such as Oregon, Montana, Utah, and Idaho. The Director of Insurance supports the bill as amended by the Labor and Commerce Committee, and I urge the Senate support.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I'd like to translate, if I could, in response to Senator Ray's question. The bill will essentially provide the information so the department will know how much is an appropriate charge for title insurance and whether to approve that charge or not based on the information that they have.
Senators, does this allow the independent title groups to get together to set fees, set prices? Is that what this does?
Mr. President, in response to your question, it allows them to get together to establish data, but uniform data among themselves in terms of costs of title insurance and the amount of payments they make under their insurance policies. But the ability to set rates rests with the department. That is not changed in this bill. The department is in favor of the bill because they don't have anything to compare the request for a rate increase with. An insurance company will come in with a rate increase, and the department will not have the statistics for the industry to know whether that's a fair increase or whether it's an unfair increase. And this will actually help that and aid the public.
The further question? Are you ready for the question?
Call for the question.
Question is, shall Senate Bill 798 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 excused.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Be no objection, and so ordered. The effective date clause has been adopted. Next item on the daily calendar is, you have the floor, Senator Gilman.
Please, please, Mr. President.
Rohde.
Mr. President, to clear up a legal question, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 830 and the following bill, Senate 836, be held until tomorrow's calendar.
No objection, so ordered. Takes us to the citation calendar. Secretary, read the citation calendar.
Citation calendar number citation honoring Cindy Chernesky, Alaska State winner of Elks National Hoop Shoot Competition, by Senator Curtula and Representative Carney.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the citation calendar be adopted.
No objection, so ordered. The citation calendar has been adopted. Takes us to unfinished business. Are there items on our unfinished business this morning?
Mr. Senator President, Ray? With the consent of the sponsor, I'd like to have my name joined on Senate Joint Resolution number 70.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I move that I be excused from a call to the Senate, not subject to a call on March 18th and the 22nd.
Bradley's motion. There being no objection, he is excused. Senator Fisher.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the Senate April 15 and 16 to attend Alaska Power Authority meetings.
There being no objection. You have the floor, Senator Sturgeon.
Yes, I move and ask unanimous consent I be excused from the Senate and from a call of the Senate on April 16th, April 27th, and May 7th on personal business.
No objection, you are excused. Are there committee meetings? Announcement of committee meetings at this time. Senator Fisher, State Affairs.
Mr. President, State Affairs is taking up a number of resolutions today. Dealing with girl states, state, boy state, military maneuvers and state land and national policy in the Arctic, and two APOC bills, HB 154 and financial disclosure, and Senate Bill 183, APOC exempting physicians from financial disclosure. 1:30 today.
State Affairs. Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, the Community and Regional Affairs Committee will meet 3 o'clock in the Butchovich Room. This afternoon, Senate Bill 735, an act relating to organization grants and transitional assistance for municipalities, and Senate Bill 736, an act relating to home ruling municipalities.
Senator Bradley.
There'll be a Republican luncheon at the Baranoff Hotel today, and Senator Coletta will be the speaker.
Are there items under special orders? Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, if there is no further business to come before this body, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
We're adjourned.